T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now we bring in Ed Coleman, who is down there in the locker room. And Ed, for the Mets tonight, this is how it was supposed to look. Good pitching, good hitting, good team play all the way around. Now the Mets get the victory. What's the concern, though, for Jeff McNeil's hand? The Mets have had someone hit on the hand in 3 straight games.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He had x-rays. He doesn't know how the x-rays came out, but he said he feels fine. It feels fine. And he was, you know, bouncing around his squirrely self in the locker room. He was fine after the game. So I assume he's going to be good to go tomorrow. Alonso got hit in the pad, so there's really no worry there. You heard Pete say that before. So they did get plunked, and that's, what, 3 straight games?
I think, yeah, it is, straight, yes. Yeah. Alonso Saturday, Cano yesterday.
Right.
Speaking of Cano, we saw him come out as a pinch hitter, and then we saw him go right back into the dugout as J.D. Davis came out when the lefty entered for the Phillies. What's the status with him, and can he avoid an IL stint?
Mickey said he would be in the lineup tomorrow. Yeah. Not after the game tonight. That was prior to the game tonight. Now, he sent him up as a pinch hitter slash decoy, if you want, whatever. And, you know, Davis ended up with the at-bat. But I think Cano will be good to go tomorrow. It's hard to keep him out of the lineup. I don't think there's any residual effect from that getting plunked the other day. So I think he'll be good to go.
Ahmed Rosario feeling better?
I didn't see Ahmed. He might have been home, as a matter of fact, and that would probably be a good place for him, as a matter of fact. Because I know you said that you want, this is kind of the Mets game and the Mets blueprint, and it is. It's a much better game than what they played on the road trip. But did you include the hour 35-minute rain delay as well, too? Is that part of the the whole scenario? Or
well, whatever it takes. Man.
Man, that's good for you. I don't know about me. The hour 35 I could do without.
Sure. The Mets win tonight 5-1. It's raining now for,
yeah, I know,
for
exactly.
Your drive home. Anything else from the locker room tonight? I really feel like Pete Alonso's double
was
just a great piece of hitting by him. A ball that was off the plate and really well off the plate that he still hit 99 miles an hour off the bat.
He said he was in strictly survival mode at that point. He had a lot of respect for Arrieta and his stuff. There's no question Arrieta's had off to a great start this year. He made him look real bad. I think it was 2 pitches before and Pete swung over one, making him look real bad. And that was, a pitch hard to get to, I thought, anyway. But he punched it exactly where he could, put it right down the line. He was pretty boisterous at second base, too. I haven't seen him that pumped in a while. But that was a good piece of hitting. It's probably an exemplary reason why he has, 21 RBIs in 22 games. So he's done a great job. He's done a great job hitting, power, et cetera, 2 strikes. He's done it all for a young kid.
Anybody down there that had any hot takes about Bryce getting ejected?
No, not really. There wasn't much. There weren't too many guys around, to be honest with you, after the game. I think most guys had bolted pretty quick, and I don't blame them. It's a long night here, and they got to play again tomorrow. But, I think everyone realized having him out of the lineup, obviously, is huge. You have Roman Quinn coming up in that spot. It's not quite the same thing, but... you mentioned before, and I think you're right. Bryce, that's happened to him quite a few times. Got to curb that temper at some point in time, and I'm not sure that he's quite learned that lesson yet.
All right, Ed, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, Wayne.